Oh, you joined the police during your playing career, did you?
Yeah. Went to America in 1977, on a 3-week tour. And I came back from there. I think I had about a week off when I joined the police then. So that was June 1977. Mm. I joined the police. Mm.
What had you been doing before that?
I was in industry, in a place called Wynn Instruments at Staverton Airport. And I did a 5-year apprenticeship there and went on. I was there for, I think, 11 years. And I'd been trying to get in the police through contacts, Jerry Irwin and one or two other, Roy Hobson, Terry's brother. I had to fiddle to get in there for the tape. I went for an exam down at Gloucester, and in those days I had a pair of what were they classes, Cuban art heels on some boots. And this is true. And I went down for this to sit this test, and the sergeant there who was running it in the training, he said, "Come with me a minute." So I went into this room and I stood on this. He said, "Take your shoes off and stand on this." It was a wooden plinth. It was one of these measuring things. And he was bowed in the middle. And he said, "I thought so." He said, "You're not tall enough." And of course, unfortunately, he passed on now, but Roy Hobson came up and another couple of you've been trying to sort of get me in. "Oh, come on, it's only a fraction." "No, no, no." And this guy was adamant. "No." So I sort of gave that up. And then I don't know how long ago, a couple of months or more later, they came back to me and said, "Hey, come on, we're going to go over to Cheltenham." And I said, "No, you're wasting your time." I said, "You ain't going to have it." He said, "No, we're going to go and see somebody else." So I said, "All right then." So I was at work and I got some cardboard and I put inside my socks. And I thought, "Well, I'll try this." And to lose, I so I went on for this thing. And I stood on this thing. And I know for a fact he didn't even look and he said, "Yeah, you're okay."
Yeah,
but I'd gone up that fraction, because in those days you had to be at least 5'8" or 172 centimetres. And being in industry, 172 is just a fraction below 5'8". And anyway, this guy, this sergeant from Gloucester, he was on my case. He was ringing and saying, "You know, come in early for this exam." And I thought, "No, I ain't being messed about." And I said, "No," because my wife used to work evenings then, and I was looking after the kids while she went to work. Anyway, I eventually went down and he had to be his humble pie because he didn't take me back on there. But he hounded me for some time. You know, But it was all, I was down there for the rugby.
Yeah.
That's why he was sort of semi-recruited. You can't do that these days, but yeah. But that is true. And but he never got challenged again like. But now, I mean, you can see him, 5'2" or something nowadays, but in those days, you had to be at least 5'8".
And you you played fly half for Gloucester?
Yeah, most of the time. Getting older and a bit wider around the middle. And basically the skills of Gloucester, as I say, catching pass, you throw, I'll catch it. And then tactically, kicking wise, you know, because I mean, playing against teams that weren't as good as what I played with, or you know, so it gave you a little bit of an edge. And most of my police rugby was at fly half, which I really enjoyed. I had turned out for Gloucester at least once, or maybe twice, but certainly once fly half. Once in the centre, that was at Guy's Hospital. At least once, but certainly once. But other than that, it was on the wing or fullback. So yeah, and I played for the police, well, during 77, probably I left Gloucester 80, probably through the 90s, yeah, the early part of the 90s, before I finally said I'm nothing enough. But then I played some veteran rugby, you know, either the police or this, that and the other.
Looking right at the end of your career, I noticed you played quite a few games in the 78-79 season, but then you only played the one game in 79-80 for the first team, which was the very last game of the season against Exeter.
Yeah.
How did that come about? I mean, that's an unusual pattern.
I don't know.
You've been playing for the United that year.
Yeah, the United nearly all the time. And again, all I can think of, I was 30 then. Times were getting harder because of the fitness, like I said. And I probably had more niggly injuries then. And with shift work, it got harder and harder because of, nights or afternoons. And at times I was struggling to get time off. So that's the only reason I can put down for that. And again, probably wasn't playing that well, but I do remember that game. Technically, it wasn't my last game, because myself and Fred Reed finished on the same time. That was 1980. I thought it was Burlington, and we both honorary captained the side, because I remember it, which was in, I thought it was when we went to America, but that was, no, it must have been when we went to Canada. Yeah. We went to Burlington, and why I remember it more, because John Gagg got sent off, and we won the game, you know, but we both played that game, and sort of led the side out, and that, I think it was Burlington, 1980. And that was my last game.
So that was in the summer of 80 after that Exeter game, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It was like end of season tour. Yeah. But the other games, I think, I was definitely in United for the other games on that tour. That was the last game I played. Yeah. And then I knew I'd had enough by then, mainly because of the training. And not because I wasn't being picked or that, because I was still getting United games, but I just felt it was getting harder with a lot of niggly injuries that it was time to say, well, I've had a good time, but, I've had enough now.
Yeah.
But then I went back to Old Sense then for a couple of seasons.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously still playing for the police. I captained the police 1 year, because virtually from the time I was there, Gerry Irwin was captain, a great friend of mine from Gloucester. And he was captain, I was vice captain. And then the 1 year I took, I think it was the year before we went to Bermuda, in 1980, 81, I think it was, I captained the police that year. And then he took it over again when we went to Bermuda. And I was vice captain there. So, with rugby wise and tours, America 3 weeks, Canada 2 weeks. And then with the police, Bermuda 2 weeks, Hong Kong 2 weeks. I've been to Jersey and that, but that's what I call proper tours. So that was good.